we're going to talk about allegations that a private investigator hired by Hewlett-Packard used pretexting to investigate leaks from the board. Can you tell our listeners what pretexting is and whether and in what way it's illegal?
Well, pretexting basically is a fancy word for lying, pretending you're somebody else to gain access to their personal information that's protected by confidentiality. And in this case, the investigator and or subcontractors allegedly pretended they were HP board members, for example, or reporters to gain access to their calling records.
And do you know any more about the details about how this was allegedly done, that how they represented themselves and how they were able to convince presumably the phone companies that they were legitimately entitled to their own alleged phone records, or what exactly do you understand they were trying to do?
Well, we're still investigating, so we don't have all the facts in, but generally it was, they got a piece of personal identifying information, for example, some part of a Social Security number.
Right.
What have you. They then, either directly accessed, used that information to directly access online accounts.
Right.
With AT&T. Or they, in some cases, called, again, pretending to be the person. They called AT&T. Talked to a customer service representative, and because of the information they had ripped off, convinced AT&T they were the customer. Set up an online account.
Were there allegations that they got the personal information that allowed them to operate under the pretext that they were entitled to the information from the executives of or board members or the chairman of the board of HP?
No, I'm sorry, I don't quite understand that question.
So, if they had, say, a partial or a complete Social Security number for a board member, that would obviously be available through HP if access was...
But you can get Social Security numbers through a variety of means.
Oh, okay.
We're finding out that they're actually pretty easy to obtain,
Now,
unfortunately.
Right. Now, what